She's sneaky waters. That's about it.
Yeah,
no,
right.
The voice is like this from coaching, nothing else.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right. I did see you screaming a lot on Saturday, though, so I could believe that if I didn't see you also drinking afterwards.
Mate, congratulations for Saturday night. Meteors are the winners, the victors.
Winners, yeah, unbelievable. Hey, yeah, just a two real high quality games, and to be able to win both of them in the way that we did and finish the season that way with a championship was yeah, was pretty unreal. Hey, unbelievable. So yeah, everyone's pretty stoked.
Let's talk about those final minutes before it went into overtime. You guys were behind by what, like 10, 15 points, and then just scored a bunch of three pointers. was your jaw on the ground?
I remember looking at the clock, and it was about three and a half minutes to go, down 10. I'm like, how are we going to get out of this one? So, some of the boys stepped up. I think Kai Medhurst made two threes in a row, and Viliami Fichetti made another one, and kind of went from 10 to 1 in a matter of like 45 seconds. So, it was edge of your seat kind of stuff, but you know, I think they're the kind of games you want in finals, those ones like that where it can go either way. And as you said, just yeah, fortunate that it went our way on the weekend.
Yeah, and now how have the boys been? Are they as dusty sounding as you are?
I think there's a few worse for wear, but obviously we had some celebrations at the stadium there Saturday night, and and then again yesterday, and yeah, so. But no, it's good. I mean, all the hard work that you put into things like this, and you want to take advantage of it when it all comes off the way it does, and yeah, so it's been a good few days, that's for sure.
And looking back on the season that was, who were some of your standouts that you're just absolutely stoked by?
Oh, look, I think you know collectively as a group, there were so many different players at different times throughout the year that stepped up massively, and I thought, look, for us overall, because I've had that question a couple of times, and it was a championship win by committee is probably the best way for me to put it, is that while over the weekend, you know, I thought Jerron Jameson getting finals MVP, you know, that was a huge performance for him.
Yeah.
Once again, Viliami Fichetti, both ends of the floor, was unbelievable. But then, like, across the whole season, you know, Manny Malou, Chris Cedar, Rassi, like everybody, Wixie, everyone stepped up at different stages. Harry Froling, who unfortunately wasn't there on the weekend. But, look, we've had so many guys in games that could have went either way, but different people stepped up at different times to just get us some wins. And that built a lot of confidence and trust within the group across the season. And I think we just kind of clicked at the right time, and that's what you want to do when it comes into a grand final series.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to let you save your voice because, honestly, I don't know if you can talk anymore.
You're holding on with a thread for that one, mate.
I can't believe you just spoke for like 30 seconds nonstop. That's a record in and of itself with the way your voice is going. But congratulations to you guys and all the Meteors, and have a well-deserved rest.
No, thank you very much. Thanks, everyone, for the support. It's been great all year. We appreciate it.